You're listening to SBS News.
In the west of Belgium lies Polygon Wood, a beautiful area of lush vegetation and trees blowing in the wind, the leaves now bright red as autumn comes to its end. But in 1917, it was the site of fierce fighting between German and Allied troops. The woodland was all but destroyed. It's now home to several military cemeteries containing thousands of headstones. For Frances Bluedorn of Sydney, it is a sacred place. Her grandfather fought here and survived. His three cousins, the Seabrook brothers, were killed at Passchendaele. It was their first and only battle. Like many visitors to this site, Frances was amazed that signs of the conflict are still here. German bunkers and trenches are hidden among the foliage.
It's so emotional, it's so moving, and I don't know how to feel about it. I can get quite emotional. And it's so calm and peaceful and soothing here. Such a contrast to what my grandfather would have experienced.
Phil Bryden came to pay his respects to his great uncle, William Osmond Frost, killed in October 1917, but not forgotten by his family.
There's a lot of headstones here. It makes it really special to pick one out that is, you know, particular to you or is in your lineage. It still is overwhelming, the number of headstones wherever you go, whether it's up here or down in the Somme or across in the Marne. A lot of young men lost their lives and didn't get to go home.
David Paul's grandfather, Harry Hartnett, survived the conflict and documented his experiences in war diaries. After reading them, David wanted to see the places his grandfather had visited a century ago.
I think it brings understanding, mostly understanding of what the place was like. Such a long way from home. It's hard to explain, really. It does give me comfort. I just found it very interesting to see these places that were etched on our history, and not just in the written books, but our own personal history.
Remembrance tourism is a major industry in Western Belgium and Northern France. There is some concern among locals that visitor numbers will drop once Armistice Centenary commemorations are complete. David Wright is the descendant of a World War I veteran and now brings tour groups of Australians to the region.
A lot of the people that are on tour now that are 60 plus, this is their first experiences. They've now stopped and done the family history. There's no father or grandfather to talk to anymore, so they've come over here to try find what they can, and it'll just go on.
He believes the increasing use of online genealogy services means interest in the Great War won't dim. And while the centenary will soon pass, the stories of Australia's military history won't become any less important. In Ypres, Ben Lewis, SBS World News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website, or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.